Today is March 13th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Harry Andrews is again on Harbor. Sale of the Carl Bunch Motor Company, Incorporated to Harry Andrews, former owner of the Academy Bowling Alleys by Carl Bunch, a deal said to involve at least $35,000, was made today. For the past 6 months, Andrews had been connected with Studebaker Automobile Agency of Tacoma. The new operator announced that the concern will continue to handle Chalmers, Maxwell, and Rio automobiles, but the agency for the Chrysler brand also has been secured. Andrews also purchased the Hoquiam branch of the company. He announced that the local plant will be closed for 10 days while alterations are made on the display room and shop. Mr. Andrews has been selling Studebakers in Tacoma for several months. Mr. Bunch has not announced his plans. In Montesano news, a case was filed in the county clerk's office charging Ernest Winnie with an assault in the second degree with an instrument that would likely cause bodily harm. He was bound over to the Superior Court on a preliminary hearing before Justice A.W. Fry of Elma and placed under bond of $1,000. David Brown was convicted in Justice Bignold's court of driving an automobile on the streets of Aberdeen while in a state of intoxication. He was fined $36.80 with a suspension of license for a period of 90 days. In the habeas corpus proceedings of Mr. LaChance against John Bowman for the custody of his daughter, Mary, that was tried out last Thursday with the decision of the court that the child should remain in the custody of its grandparents for a period of 5 days, requiring Mr. Bowman to proceed with the courts to show that the father is an unfit person to care for the child. After the court had examined the authorities, he took up the case yesterday and gave the grandparents full custody of the child. Maurice Neal of Copalis was committed to the Western State Hospital by Judge George D. Abel. Paul Kirkland was arrested by the sheriff of Skagit County on a charge of grand larceny committed in Hoquiam and placed under bond of $250. In the city and county news, don't forget the Scandinavian dance at M Street Hall Saturday night. Parties who got open cans of coffee Tuesday from Caswell Company, please phone 1365-J Aberdeen. Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Benson of New London entertained a party of friends at their home at New London last night. Mr. and Mrs. Will Deneen of Newton were in Hoquiam yesterday visiting friends and shopping. Hoquiam Police Station experienced its quietest day in weeks yesterday. At 4 o'clock, the police court hour, not an arrest had been made in 24 hours and no cases of any kind were on the docket for Judge Charles W. Smith. Daniel Bozine, found guilty of liquor possession Tuesday afternoon, was released yesterday when attorney John D. Earhart arranged bond on an appeal to the Superior Court. Bozine had pled guilty but is allowed to appeal the sentence, which was a fine of $100 in cost. Foundation of the depot of the Twin Cities Transit Company, under construction at 8th and M Streets, was completed yesterday, and construction of the building proper will start immediately. And finally, Clayton Reichard of the firm of Charles H. Reichard and Son has been appointed a notary public according to word received from the county clerk's office yesterday. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 13, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.